You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Thanks, everyone, for being here to another week of Marketing News Canada. It is my honor and privilege to welcome Will. For years, we've been wanting Reddit on the show, and finally, we have, with much anticipation, finally have the honor. And so I'm going to tell you a bit about Will. He is the head of creative strategy at Reddit and oversees a team dedicated to finding homes for brands within Reddit's ecosystem of vast and varied communities. Prior to this, Will launched, hired, and managed Reddit's Los Angeles brand partnerships office, leaning on his years of experience architecting revenue-driving programs that connected brands with fast-growing pockets of music, art, and experience just as they reached their tipping points. Will has created and executed programs for a host of Fortune Global 100 brands, including Amazon, Toyota, Sony, T-Mobile, and many, many more others during his time at Reddit. A graduate of Berklee College of Music and recipient of an Emmy Award for Best Musical Composition Arrangement, Will's writing has been published in Spin, Performer, and Death and Taxes. Will, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So, Will, I got to ask you about music, first of all.
Yeah.
Tell me about a music that you, band or a song that you just can't get out of your head these days. What are you loving?
I was just getting into a debate with my wife about my favorite song, actually, last week, because she thinks that I'm inconsistent about my answers to these things, and she might be right, but I surprised her by saying my favorite song is Skylark, written by Hoagie Carmichael, very old-timey song with like a very kind of jazzy melody. It's been performed by Ella Fitzgerald and so many different others. That's, I've just kind of revisited that, and I've gone into all of these different renditions from all different varying kinds of artists that are playing that sort of tune. So that's where I'm at in my musical journey right now, is going back to the jazz archives.
That's awesome. I was driving my kids to school this morning, and we have a CBC, is our Canadian Broadcasting Radio, kind of our, I think you guys have NPR, your national public radio. And there was an interview with songwriters. And I didn't, I don't think I fully embraced or understood this, but like they were the ones who wrote that Selena Gomez's I Can't Keep My Hands to Myself. I can't keep my hands to myself. But Selena never wrote it. And just realizing there's these amazing minds and people and thinkers behind some of these huge hits.
Absolutely. Yes, yes, and it especially songwriting and lyric writing. I was talking with somebody this past week, actually, about some steps to take to move into marketing, and they're a musician as well. And I recommended a lyric writing book for them because economy of language that it takes to write a good lyric is exactly the skill set you need to be a good copywriter.
Yeah. Was it Dolly Parton? Is a phenomenal songwriter. She isn't just a musician or a performer. She's a writer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Many people have, other people have sung her songs.
Yeah. Prolific. Yeah. Great songwriter, possible deliverer of world peace before it's all said and done as well.
Yeah. In Canada, she's well known for providing books. So she's very generous. The Dolly Parton Foundation provides books to Indigenous children right across our country. It's pretty incredible.
Not surprised.
But let's talk about Reddit while you're here. I want to start with Super Bowl ad. I want to talk about what you guys did. Explain it to those that never saw it. It just blew up like crazy. It's probably my favorite Super Bowl ad I've seen in years. Explain it to people that are listening right now.
Yeah. So what proved to be really effective about the Super Bowl ad is that we carried with us what makes Reddit special on our platform, which is a deep understanding of the context in which messages are being received. And the experience of the ad was, it was 5 seconds long. Very, very, very short. Knowing that we're in the age of DVR and being able to hit pause, and it was a wall of text that kind of blipped in, looked like it was kind of hacked into a standard boilerplate kind of Super Bowl car commercial. And it was a very, very human message that was delivered there. And it was very much in the voice of the Reddit brand. And the response to the spot was overwhelmingly positive. I was really thrilled to see that. And that was a moment that I think I learned from being inside of Reddit, how much we work with the power of context, the power of community, understanding the medium as well as the message. We kind of eat, sleep, and breathe that. And in the industry at large, there was a lot of surprise at that kind of approach. And that really, really amplified my excitement for being a part of this thing, because that's how we think, and that's how the world is starting to think. And it made it feel like we're a bit ahead of the curve on something. And it was just such a I'll never forget how gratifying and grateful I am for having that experience.
I felt it was like a mix of Easter egg, like on the old school DVDs, when you could, you know, go through the menu and find something hidden, mm-hmm. and you could discover something, mixed with like treasure hunt, mixed with like a secret message to those that got it. It was so cool.
Yeah, which is also deeply a part of what Reddit is about, you know, just how you play with those, you know, blink or you'll miss it moments and the depth of exploration that one, you know, sort of moment can lead to.
Yeah, it's awesome. Okay, Super Bowl ad. Let's now, you know, fast forward a bit and talk about stonks. Mm-hmm. For years, our agency and myself and friends, we are, you know, unless you're really, I feel like a Reddit user and understand Reddit, you don't really know it until you, you know, see it and experience it. And we would often talk about Reddit to our clients. I talk about Reddit in our kind of explanation of the social channels, and it was often people would glaze over and not fully understand what Reddit is. But I feel like somehow, in some way, and I want you to explain this to folks, Reddit went mainstream. When I explain it now to clients and people in their 60s to 70s to 20s, whatever, they all know of Reddit now thanks to the disruption of the community that was able to disrupt the stock market. And those, you know, I'm sure you have to be, you know, unaware, haven't been following the news. Tell us maybe kind of in a Reader's Digest version, what did Reddit do that affected the stock market so much?
Yeah, everybody knows it now. How wonderful is that? And, you know, the word that you use at the very beginning, stonks, all of a sudden that's a part of the vernacular of mainstream culture and especially anybody in the investment space. And that is an example, really just the latest example of something that Reddit has been doing for 15 years, where something happens inside of a community that is so exciting, so potent that it boils over and it becomes a part of mainstream culture, and it brings the language of that community with them. And all of a sudden, the way we all speak becomes different because that community's culture has become our shared culture. This was the most dramatic that I think we've seen so far. And it was one that really brought a lot of attention to a lot of the messages that we've been conveying to the marketing industry and the media industry for some time now. And it was really honestly remarkable for our team. We were laughing because there was a news network that had just a panel, a graphic that said how Reddit works, explaining the upvotes and the downvotes. And also on creative strategy, we're just like, okay, are we done now? We don't need to explain this anymore because now it's being broadcast across the world. And that was probably the most top of mind, you know, part of the experience for all of us through that. But again, I mean, that was something where it was an eye-opening experience to the world for something we've seen Reddit do for a very, very long time.
No, it's incredible. And those that have yet to hear it, and I'd be surprised if you haven't, just Google it, Reddit, stocks, and read the stories. And man, there's commentary after commentary of people explaining it and breaking it down. Mm-hmm. Question I have for you, those that haven't kind of dipped their toes into the Reddit waters yet, would you suggest they trial it on a desktop first for the first time or the mobile app version?
Ooh, good question. Mobile. We've put a lot of investment into making sure that is a good experience over the last few years. So I think it is, but you know, people can be the judge of that. There's a journey to becoming a Redditor. I've been a Redditor for about 12 years myself, and it took me probably about 3 years at that time before I actually started posting and contributing to communities. And that was when Reddit was a very lo-fi kind of platform. It's far more polished and welcoming now. And at the beginning phases of your Reddit journey, it's discovery. It's discovering content, conversations, and communities that you can really identify with. And you find that a lot on a lot of different platforms, right? We're looking for memes everywhere. We're looking for news everywhere. We're looking for, you know, just breakdowns of our favorite music and whatnot. And you'll find that on Reddit. But what you'll find at the beginning is that it's remarkably good. the quality of the content against whatever that passion is very high. And that then leads you to discovering where that content comes from, which is the community experience. And then something happens on Reddit that is truly unique, which is you look past the content and you start to discover the communities. And then you begin to feel a sense of belonging and you start to identify with other people that are equally passionate about whatever it was that you were seeking when you showed up at Reddit in the first place. And then you start to make friends on the internet. And then you start to do things together on the internet. And then you start to really be a part of something that is greater than yourself. And that happens at the scale of well over 100,000 different communities that we have on there. So the mobile app is designed to be the right way in right now to really help you discover the things that you need in the beginning stages of that journey.
That's awesome. One of our staff members is a huge fan, to the point where he brought to our attention where every Christmas there's a, I can't remember what it's called, and you can fill us in here, where we have a Christmas exchange with someone from Reddit. What is that called?
Yeah, Secret Santa.
Yes, we do the Secret Santa every year.
We've got the Guinness Book of World Records for the largest Secret Santa. I believe we're in over 200 countries at this point. And it's, yeah, you just get paired with a stranger on the internet. You get to know them and you give them a gift. Sometimes people get paired with Bill Gates. I don't know what you get Bill Gates, but it's pretty amazing to receive gifts from Bill Gates and so many different others like that. But that's, I think, a really great example of the best of the mindset that we see in Reddit, that it is brought together to give each other.
Yeah. So those that were on the internet in kind of like, you know, early 90s, mid 90s, when there used to be all these random discussion boards, someone asked me once to describe Reddit, and I said it's like Reddit pulled together every discussion board in the universe, like that was on the internet, and put it into one super organized place. So if you want to talk about anything, any specific topic, instead of going to a random discussion board that's out on the internet, they've put it into a concise, simplified, organized place where you go in as an anonymous user. And I feel like because you're anonymous, you provide better value. Where I find the problem is, and nothing against Quora, I don't want to throw Quora under the bus here, but I find Quora over, you know, 80% of the answers are someone from a business being like, oh, I work for this company, you should use this. And it's more of sales spics, where if I think the minute you try to sell something inauthentically or you get outed as someone from a company, I think they get called a shill and then you get kicked out, people don't like it. And so it's just this really authentic, beautiful place where some of the best knowledge is shared.
It is, yeah. And I think that that's a really apt description in terms of where Reddit comes from. In a lot of ways, Reddit as a business, as a platform, functions like this arc that is carrying the original promise of the internet into the future. The internet is always evolving. And, you know, there are people, you know, like myself, maybe yourself, that in the 90s, we hopped into chat rooms and message boards. Yeah. And, you know, that was something that we discovered and we cherish. Something that would be incredibly confusing for, you know, somebody that is just stepping into the internet for the first time today to know how to navigate a message board. It's a bit more palatable on Reddit for the modern internet user while maintaining that original experience of, wow, I can talk to anybody on the planet and I can learn something new. And it's not about their credentials. It's about the merit of the information that they're sharing. And that's why the upvote and the downvote are so important, because the community is going to establish, this is the right take on this new scientific research paper that was just published. This is incorrect. This is bad science. This is good science. That's what you'll find in the science community, for example. And it's a really, really remarkable place to learn that you can leave your identity at the door. And I love it because I get exhausted being myself sometimes. And I just want to play with what I'm passionate about, right? And it enables me to hop between communities where I'm an expert and I can dispense advice, or where I'm just learning and I can receive advice, or I can just laugh, and everything in between.
That's amazing. That's a great way to describe it. I love, there's this author named Henri Nouwen, or Henry Nouwen, depending on if you're Dutch or whatever, if you're French. But he, you know, a very famous Ivy League professor who went to go and work with adults with special needs. And he tells the story of being able to just release expectations and let go of his credentials and his business card and kind of his, you know, his bio. Because you go into Reddit as no one, as nothing. There's no bio attached. You're not a Emmy Award winning marketing guy at Reddit. You're probably whatever Sojourner Unicorn 423.
Beginner's mind, that's the best way to develop as a person. And on the rest of social media, you're the best version of yourself. But
yes,
on Reddit, you actually become a better version of yourself.
Wow. Can you say that again? I want to say that line again. I like that.
On the rest of social media, you are the best version of yourself. But on Reddit, you are becoming the best version of yourself, or a better version of yourself.
That's awesome. That's really cool. I want to tell you a story about last week. My son, 14-year-old male, I'm just going to give a demo, converted to a Reddit user, because just from an SEO perspective, if you Google anything about Sneaky Sasquatch, this game that's on the Apple Arcade Store, it's incredible, by the way, very addictive. And also randomly, I just found out is developed here in Vancouver. But if you Google walkthroughs or any tips, Reddit's the first thing that pops up, and it's all Reddit.
Yeah.
For Sneaky Sasquatch, any sort of walkthroughs. I'm finding most video games walkthroughs are on now on Reddit, and it lives there. And so my son was like, man, I got to learn more about it, and I'm stuck here. So he finally converted and became a Reddit user because he wanted to learn more about this game. And then he discovered his favorite books. Ranger's Apprentice has its own subreddit that I told him about, and there's all these like fans that draw things all the time about Ranger's Apprentice. So it's just this beautiful place celebrating art and knowledge. And then he was able to like post something that he drew. And it's this, it was just so fun for me to watch through a 14-year-old's eyes discover Reddit for the first time and what's there.
Good for him. And doesn't it just inspire you to see somebody just marinating in the fandom that deeply, And I gotta be honest, it's been so long since I've done that, since I've just like really just relished a game or a show to the degree that the people in these communities are doing, where they're drawing fan art and sharing it with each other and creating strategy guides to get through each of the levels. Like that just feels so good.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. And then every once in a while, the developers from Sneaky Sasquatch come on. And my son came to me last night. He's like, Derek, Dad, they're going to include motorbikes. The developers showed this preview, and we're like, we're getting excited about motorbikes on this game.
Right.
So cool.
And they get to be rock stars in that space.
Yeah. No, it's amazing.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Now, I want to give just a case example from us and our show, which is kind of a fun example. So our own podcast that everyone's listening to right now, Marketing News Canada, we ran an ad campaign. And one of the most amazing things we found with Reddit is, you know, we looked at doing an ad campaign on Facebook and Twitter. And so we're like, let's try it on all these channels. And we decided to, you know, of course, include Reddit in the mix and Quora in the mix. And we found that because Reddit pre-qualifies these amazing subreddits, we had the, you know, the marketing subreddit, the digital marketing subreddit, we could advertise to the exact audience that would be interested in our very show. And so the return on investment, the conversion click-through rates, you know, Reddit blew every other ad campaign out of the water. So again, that's one just case study example there. But why don't you tell me about any others and why did you think it did so well compared to the others?
Well, Reddit's about depth more than any other platform. And so we're seeing our users spend about 31 minutes Canadian on the platform, which is well above what you see elsewhere. And lifetime value is really the, if I were to point towards one metric that a marketer should think about with Reddit, it's that, in the sense that you're going to find people that are going to be so aligned with the passion that you're servicing or the purpose that you're servicing with your brand or your product, that they're going to stick with you for a long time, or depending on your model, they could really significantly support you with a lot of purchases and subscriptions or whatever it is. They're going to really trust, you know, that you've become a part of this community and go with you on that journey more than you'll find in a lot of other different platforms. And so that's generally what we see with the right approach for brands that are entering into the Reddit space, is to do one of two things: enter an existing community or create a community around your brand. And in either sense, when you do that successfully, you get people that really stick with you in a way that brings depth to their partnership, I would say. More than a consumer, more than a customer, they're a partner in the future of your business at the scale of Reddit, you know, hundreds of millions.
That's awesome. So from an organic perspective, tell me about maybe a brand that created a community that's done well and some examples that we could look to.
Yeah. So there's a lot of brands that we have that have pre-existing communities, which is really, you know, quite interesting. And that's, you know, everything from telecoms to streaming platforms to, of course, a lot of brands in the gaming space and whatnot. So, you know, what comes to mind for me as a brand that's done really well in creating and in fostering a community is I'm gonna lean into the entertainment partners. And the reason I'm gonna lean into the entertainment partners is because they don't just have, when you look at a Netflix or a Hulu, you don't just look at the Netflix best of subreddit, for example, that is all of their most dedicated, you know, consumers that are streaming on the platform. But there is a community for Stranger Things. There's a community for Umbrella Academy. So they actually have a constellation of communities that they're able to work with that you can then divide by specific subgenres and whatnot. And they've done a really remarkable job, as have, honestly, Amazon Prime Video and Hulu and Apple in the streaming space. They've all done a really remarkable job of really defining the playbook of how to support these existing communities in both an organic strategy, which is being present in the communities that the fans are creating, and with the paid marketing vehicles that we have to grow those audiences by reaching other people that aren't a part of those different communities. And we study that very closely because the entertainment cycle is very fast moving. Faster moving, of course, in like a CPG or an auto or a travel cycle. And we learn so quickly what it means to enter a community as a brand, if that's the sci-fi community, you've got a new sci-fi show, or to create a community as a brand, if that's, you know, the WandaVision community that just blew up, right, with Marvel Studios entering their next phase, for example.
Yeah, I was one of those community members.
Great show.
Yeah, lots to talk about, think about process. And again, I could go to Facebook, I could go to LinkedIn, but honestly, if you want the most intelligent, critical thinkers, Reddit attracts them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So if we're looking at the organic methods, the advertising methods, those that are in advertising right now, a lot of folks who are listening are advertisers, they're marketers. What are the advertising options? Because it's hard to see it when you're on Reddit. It's hard to see what they are because it's just blended in so well. What does that look like?
Yeah, I think a really great example to look to is some of the work that Tim Hortons has been doing on Reddit, where what they're doing is they're entering existing communities, and they've had some great partnerships with the NHL. And Reddit has a massive, again, I'll use the word constellation of hockey communities. You've got the hockey subreddit and communities for every single different team. So when you're thinking about advertising on Reddit, that is your interest group that you're targeting. And it's a community graph, not a social graph, meaning that it's not an interest group constructed off of people's likes. It's constructed off of the communities that people engage with. And so the creative that they served was in what we call the promoted post, which is the core advertising unit on Reddit. And that can feature video, it can feature an image, it can just be text only. And you have a headline, which on my team has been called the tell, and then the creative asset, which my team has started calling the show. So you've got your show and your tell. The tell is really important. The headline is when you're speaking the language of the community. So to go back to earlier in our conversation, if we're using the word stonks, we want to be pairing with the financial interest group because that's the language of the community. Tim Hortons, in both the asset that they had, the creative and the headline that they wrote, were just speaking the language of hockey fandom. And that was a really great way for them to bring attention to this promotion that they were running.
Wow, that's awesome. So I love that you brought up a Canadian loved, cherished brand. and speaking of which, tell us about your new kind of exciting venture coming to Canada and what that's looked like.
Yeah, this is a huge step for us. So we are setting up an office in Canada. Reddit is stepping into becoming a global platform, global brand, which we are, right, as a platform, but we're becoming a global business. And, you know, there's been so much opportunity in Canada for years now, and we're really formalizing that. And so we're setting up shop in Toronto, and we're absolutely thrilled to have a presence there.
That's amazing. And so those that are in Toronto and listening to the shows, those that are in Vancouver, Montreal, Edmonton, it just means if when they call a advertising rep or they're looking for more information, they're going to get a Canadian out of Toronto, correct?
Absolutely. Somebody that understands the community that we're endeavoring to be a part of, right? So when brands come to my team and they say, we want to enter the hockey community on Reddit, we want to make sure that they're doing so with a deep understanding of the culture of that community. We as a business have to do the same thing, right? We've got to be consistent. And so for us to really be partners with the Canadian community, we have to be in and of Canada itself.
Yeah. And spell color with a U.
And,
yeah. There are nuances that's
right.
there.
Well, that's absolutely right. That is something that needs to be in the headline copy of your advertising when you're advertising to people that spell their word a certain way. If you don't, you're telegraphing that you're an outsider. And that doesn't enable the incredible connection of trust that Reddit can deliver for advertisers.
Yeah. We had a guest on the show, Daryl Louis, who is owns a large agency across Canada. And I always ask him, what's an app you can't live without? And he said, I reluctantly say this, and I say it with a caution because I don't want other people to know this, but it's Reddit because that's where I find out all my marketing tips, ideas, insights, what's working. Yeah. And so he reluctantly shared it to our listeners because of how much knowledge he gets from it. Yeah. He also shared about his love of the ad porn subreddit because it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But he just shared the most practical, helpful tips and resources are on there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very fortunate to have entered employment into Reddit because Reddit has really been the entire basis of my career. It's been my secret weapon the whole time. So I understand that nature of reluctance of disclosing the golden goose at the center of your marketing career.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. Get any of the campaigns that you said have just done well? What's an example of a brand who came onto Reddit? You gave Tim Hortons as an example. What's another brand that you're like, man, they did this so well, and I wish others could emulate that or considered advertising in this way or partnering with Reddit in this way on the platform?
Yeah, I have a lot of answers to this question, and I keep coming back to Adobe as just a universal answer, and because there are a lot of ways to succeed on Reddit. And what Adobe has done really well is they have captured the two extremes on the entire spectrum of how to engage on Reddit, primarily through performance advertising. And that is right message, right place, right time. And they, for example, are working to enter the creative and the designer communities on Reddit, which are evergreen in a really unique way. There's a phrase, some language here, eternal September, that alludes to there's always an incoming class of freshmen. There's always new people that are coming onto the platform in general, but especially in the design space, there are people going to college and discovering how to, you know, get a career in graphic design for the first time. Adobe really needs to meet people there. And it is an evergreen source of new people entering into that space. Reddit has just an absolute plethora of these communities. If it's one of my favorite communities is Reddit Gets Drawn, for example, where if I need like a last minute present for my wife, I will submit a photo of her into Reddit Gets Drawn, and somebody will render a beautiful portrait of a photo. Right, I've done that more times than I care to admit. But that's an example of some of these communities that's
what do you pay for that? What are you paying about?
Karma, you know?
Yeah. Oh, incredible. Okay. And karma. Explain karma to those that maybe have heard this for the first time. They know what karma is from a Buddhist perspective. But give it to me from like a, yeah. What does karma mean from a Reddit perspective?
Yes. I think, you know, Reddit is indebted to the foundation of the concept and where it comes from as a term from the East. Karma is Reddit's version of internet points, and it measures the merit of what you've delivered to the community. So you have an upvote and a downvote, and that can be ascribed to any post or comment that you've left on the platform. And the example that I like to give is the Cats Standing Up subreddit, which is very, very specific in terms of what it's about. And if you've got a Siamese cat sort of standing up like a meerkat looking out the window, and you've got a photo of that, post that to that community, because you are going to get lots of upvotes and you are going to get lots of karma, and that is going to be saved on your profile, and people will see, oh, this is a user that has really contributed meaningfully to a community. If you have a great photo of your corgi lying down looking for belly rubs, that might be great content. But if you post that in the Cat Standing Up subreddit, you're going to get a lot of downvotes, and it's going to lower your karma score. And that right there is what I love fundamentally about a difference that Reddit has versus other social media, is that the score, the karma score that you have, is fluid rather than acquisitive, right? It's not building a following, but it's a measure of how much you've contributed to the community. And the fact that it doesn't just have the upvote, doesn't just have the like button, is such an important part, because the downvote is what preserves the quality, what preserves the potency of what people bring to the space.
And I love that no one has come to our agency to say that they're a Reddit influencer yet, and that's kept it sacred to some degree, which is
that's
great.
Right. That's right.
So the subreddits that are there, any ones that, you know, for a first timer that they should check out that you love right now, that those that are in marketing, advertising, communications, what are some ones that you would say are?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Reddit Gets Drawn is a really, you know, great one for demonstrating the power of Reddit, because, I mean, I've probably been in there about a dozen times with different things, and I don't think that any of those posts were seen by more than 100 people.
Okay.
But I received like 5 or 6 different drawings or watercolors from that. That's so just it tells an amazing story in terms of what kind of depth we're talking about here on the other side of scale, right? Yes. If you want scale, then you can go to the video subreddit or the funny subreddit. It was 20 yeah. million people, just absolutely massive. But that's a great place to start, because you're tapping one small audience on Reddit that is just, you know, extremely engaged. And it's in the creative space as well, right? So you can see the ways in which people are interpreting through image. And there's great communities for writing as well. Writing Prompts is a really great subreddit where, similarly, this is what's very interesting about Reddit as somebody that works in media and marketing, is you can not take a creator role, but a curator role with some of your projects. And I've gone to the writing prompts community quite a few times and just brought a prompt for like a sci-fi story. Mm-hmm. And these users will write 500, 1,000, 10,000 words sometimes, these incredible stories built off of the premise that you've given them. And you can really see, you know, different approaches to character development, different approaches to writing. And I've actually done that and then taken that original post and then cross-posted it into the character drawing community, where Redditors started drawing the characters that other Redditors came up with that was based off of just some prompt that I created for some story that I thought would be a good idea. I never created, I just curated and facilitated. And this is where marketing is. I was about to say headed, but this is where marketing is right now. So I would really encourage marketers to look at those communities where they don't even have to post. They can just sort of see what's happening. Reddit gets drawn, writing prompts, Photoshop battles. These are all places that the community is creating as a whole. And it's just absolutely fascinating to see what's sort of trending from a creative standpoint day to day in each of these places.
And the spillover of, I'll often see spillover on Instagram or Facebook from Photoshop battles, because that is hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen it on Instagram, but again, it starts at Reddit. The other one is a term, tell it to me like I'm five, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or explain it to me like I'm five,
which is
a subreddit, you know, within Reddit. And now it's a common phrase, even said in meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And so the influence is huge, and there's many more examples, but going back to the term, the front page of the internet, Reddit, break that term down. Why is that the term for Reddit, the front page of the internet? What does that mean?
Yeah, so going all the way back to Reddit's origins, Reddit was, you know, really developed to be an alternative to the gatekeepers of mainstream media and provide a place where people could be seen and heard for their art or their message in a very, very democratic way. And so the front page of the internet was the language that was just kind of put at the top to like very succinctly explain what this thing is. And it became that. And it became people's first destination, and still is people's first destination, to get a sense of what's going on in the world, right? So it's disrupting media in that sense, where it becomes that front page of the newspaper, but it's the front page of the internet, which is just characteristically a vastly different thing.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. Well, this has been amazing. Before we jump into the rapid fire round, which I'm so thankful and grateful that you are willing and able to do, where can people go to kind of get started with ads, and B, kind of like take some of their brands that they work with and see what it looks like to get into the Reddit world?
Well, I would say you brought up the mobile app. Start with the mobile app. I mean, what we need more than anything else is more marketers using the app itself. And if you're working in any brand, then you're probably working at that brand because you're passionate about makeup or passionate about cars or passionate about music or whatever it is. You have a community on Reddit. Even if it's just marketing, you brought up the ad porn community, but r/advertising, r/marketing, there are places to really begin to engage as a user. You know, but beyond that, redditinc.com/advertising. That will take you to everything that you need to see in terms of how to work with our team and how to get started. But use the platform, get on the app, create an account and become a user and find your community.
Yeah. And Will, I have to encourage you to check out Sneaky Sasquatch. And you will then discover the Sneaky Sasquatch subreddit, which is very invaluable. But again, spoiler alerts. There are spoilers in there.
I'll trade their recommendation for, I'll give a plug to one of our live streamers, Sax Squatch.
Okay. The live streamers. Okay. People need to know about this. I will go on to Reddit on my phone and there'll be these people live streaming the most random stuff.
Yeah.
Like their ant farm to making squash soup. What is this? Tell
it's
me
amazing.
About these live streams.
It's so amazing. Yeah. So early on in the development of Reddit Live, which in its early stages is called RPAN, Reddit Public Access Network, I jumped on and I was just playing my bass for about an hour. I had 80,000 people listening to me play.
That's it. So Reddit Public Aspects. That's like the Wayne's World. That was he was on Public Aspects.
That's absolutely right. Yes.
That's where
That's what it's going for. And so it very much captures the magic of Reddit that we've, for the most part, been able to maintain. I will say, as a 12-year user, that the excitement of Reddit back in 2009 is what you experience on RPAN today, because anybody can get a massive audience for whatever it is. And you don't have to be an influencer. You just have to be interesting. Yeah. That's what's so great about it. Yeah. And I'm plugging Sack Squatch here because this is a person who, well, I mean, it either is a human dressed in a Sasquatch costume or it's a Sasquatch. I don't want to, you know, say one way or the other. And they just happen to be a killer saxophone player. So if you want to see Sasquatch playing Careless Whisper next to like a nice trickling brook, Sasquatch is your stream. Wow. Look for Sasquatch on Reddit.
And maybe it is Ron from Parks and Rec. What was it? He had a character that played the sax. Maybe it's him reborn in the form of a Sasquatch. Who knows?
Could be.
Awesome. Well, thank you. So we're going to jump into these rapid fire questions.
Yeah.
That was wonderful. Thank you. Well, what was your first job that you ever had?
I was a busser at a ice cream shop that served microwaved food in Massachusetts. I cleaned dishes. I was 13 years old.
That's awesome. Are you a night owl or an early bird?
Night owl.
Okay. A cat or a dog person?
My last name actually, Katie, comes from cat. So it's a cat family. I'm a dog person right now.
Okay. Okay. And do you switch between cat and dog every once in a while?
I grew up with cats. I grew up with at least 4 cats in my house at any given time. No cats right now, just dogs.
Okay. What was the first thing you ever marketed?
Myself.
Awesome. Was that in the form of like resume and getting a job?
Musician. And
amazing.
That's really at the core of everything that I did to market my music on Reddit is the blueprint for how I advise brands to market on Reddit.
Amazing. Dark or milk chocolate?
Dark. Absolutely. Okay. Cacao.
Okay. Beautiful. Number one thing on your bucket list right now?
Egypt.
Okay. Favorite word right now?
Petrichor, which means the smell of the earth after it rains.
Oh. That is a beautiful one. I didn't know that was what it was called. Word that needs to die right now.
The word just, in terms of only.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I do get perturbed when people say that before what they do for a living or who they are. That's great. Yeah. What is the last charity you supported financially or with your time and why?
There's one actually that I am clicking the donate button on today, which is a fundraiser for the Hopi. The Hopi are the... by all reports, the oldest indigenous tribe on this continent. And they are still on the sacred land that was theirs from the beginning in the southwest of America. Yeah. And they have been there. It's hard to really get reports on how they're doing in general, let alone in the middle of a pandemic. And it recently came to my attention that they've really been hit hard and there is a lot of needs that they have for water and for sanitization. So there's a fundraiser, Friends of the Hopi, that I'll be donating to actually this afternoon.
All right. Let's make sure we get a link to that and put it in the show notes here for sure.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thanks, Will. What's a movie that you love?
I just watched Captain Fantastic a couple of weeks ago, and that is starring Viggo Mortensen, directed by... I can't remember the actor's name, unfortunately, but he's the one that plays Gavin Belson on Silicon Valley. Okay. And it's a very cathartic and powerful movie.
Okay, great to know. Okay, you've already shared a song, album that you're loving right now. So I'm going to switch this up. Will, tell us about where we can find your music on the internet.
Oh, cool. Just my name, Will Cady, Willcady. I'm on Spotify. And yeah, that's me. I'm playing mostly everything. Singing on all of them. So if you want to hear what I sound like when I sing, it's not terrible. I promise that.
That's awesome. And again, we haven't done this before, but maybe our outro music song could be one of your songs if you're comfortable with that. Is that okay?
Yeah, I love
that
idea.
Your permission? Wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. If you weren't doing this job, what would you be doing right now?
Making music.
Yeah. Come on. What is an app on your phone you can't live without?
Right now, Sun Surveyor.
Hey, what is this?
It's like an augmented reality phone that helps you chart the course that the sun and the moon are going to take in the sky that day. So I'm doing a lot of gardening outside. So it's helping me figure out where to plant my plum trees and whatnot.
That's amazing. It's amazing. What was, and maybe still is, your favorite children's book?
My sister collected children's books, and she still does. And she had this book, I forget the title. It was about a postman, and it featured these little actual letters all throughout the book that you could read the way that people were talking with each other. I always thought it was so beautiful.
That's amazing. We're going to find that. We're going to track that down and figure out what the name of that. That sounds beautiful. What is the most important thing you've ever changed your mind about?
I would say that I need to focus on the image of who I am as a successful person and start focusing on what I can do to be of service to the world. That was a really, really big shift in mindset that ironically made me more successful.
Wow. That's pretty beautiful. That's really cool. Wow. What is the best thing you ever bought for under $10? Switching gears here.
I would say a labradorite crystal that I keep with me all the time. And the corner that's missing was removed and polished and put into my wife's wedding ring, engagement ring, which was not under $10.
That's awesome. That's great. That's really cool, actually. Is there a marketing book that you'd recommend?
Yeah, I just read The Hero and the Outlaw, and that was published in about 2000. And I don't want to get their names wrong, but it's these two brilliant women that saw something that is becoming incredibly prominent right now, 20 years ago. And it is the primary place that archetype plays in the decisions that people make and how they identify with brands and with themselves. So it's very much couched in the paradigm of where marketing was in 2000, but these are deep, deep universal truths that they are touching on in a marketing context, and I can't recommend it enough.
Wow, that's awesome. That's the first dive. This is great. I'm going to check that out. Thank you. Podcast that you'd recommend?
Ooh, this one.
Any others that you say you listen to, or any favorite podcasts that you're...
You know, one of my guilty pleasures is Stuff They Don't Want You to Know.
Yes.
Because I love the way that they talk.
Yeah.
I love the format that they give. They present the facts before they go into a little bit of a discourse. They've got a great chemistry. I love the way that they think and articulate, and they just go there. They just go to the fringes of what's happening. They bring it back to something that, you know, we can understand with a more mainstream mindset. And that's anybody that can do that, I love.
That's awesome. That's really cool. It's almost, I feel like I'll often come into the kitchen and my wife's playing that and listening to that. And so I get in halfway or pieces of it. But it's almost as if Reddit was a podcast. Like they break things down really deeply.
Totally.
And dive deep into things. It's pretty cool.
Totally.
A newsletter or a website you recommend for resources, inspiration that you go to?
The Future Party.
Okay.
So nice. They've got all of the above. They've got their newsletter, they've got their website, their community. They're very savvy marketers.
That's really cool. What is the last thing that you Googled? Or the last thing that you looked up on Reddit, I would have to say, because Reddit being another form of Googling and finding information.
Yes, I like that new version of it. Okay, let's see. I also just want to advocate for Reddit search. Reddit search has gotten... so much better. Oh, I was searching for the oral care communities on Reddit because we are thinking that oral care is going to follow in the footsteps of skincare and become a much larger interest group than it is right now.
Okay, fascinating. That's really cool. We're going to watch that. This might be the prediction that you'll pull one of those moments where you'll be like, see, you check the cut from this podcast and you're like, I called it. I called it in 2021. What is a life hack you're willing to share?
Listen.
Yeah. Okay.
Listen.
I like
always.
It.
And first.
Wow. That's beautiful. We have two, what is it? My preschool teacher. You have 2 ears and 1 mouth. Right?
I like that.
Will, thank you for being here. Such a pleasure. Thank you for sharing the insights for advertisers, marketers, even introducing some folks to what is the world of Reddit, making it less intimidating for some. I really appreciate all of your insights.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're going to send everyone off with the beautiful music of Will Cady. You can find him on Spotify and probably any other audio channels. And here we go. And we'll see you next time on Marketing News Canada. And we'll leave you with the musical musings of Will Cady.
True music stirs the stew of life. Cells divide.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.